Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi. Are you and your friend group looking for a place to just kick it and vibe the fuck out? Well, look no further than your local Vibe House. Vibe houses are rental properties where people and their friends can get together and just vibe the fuck out. And when we say vibe the fuck out, that means all of these homes at standard have a pool, a jacuzzi, an infrared sauna, an entire living room that's made of like Tempur-Pedic like mattress.
What?
The whole fucking shit is like that. Yes, exactly. A professional sound system that comes from the hottest clubs in Vegas, like with bass that will blow your fucking neck hairs off. Okay, I'm not joking. Executive chef, all for a very, very reasonable price because look, on the side business, it's a very benevolent person who robs billionaires.
What?
And uses the ransom money to pay for these houses as a service to the community because he realizes this is usually a gateway for therapy. So anyway, come down. We're cool with anything as long as it's legal. You're not hurting anybody. Check out Vibe Houses. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Sophia Alexandra.
Wow, what an honor. Thank you so much. Welcome to the pod.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Hello. Have you ever been hanging out at Vibe House and been like, this would be pretty tight if they were playing only Tribe Called Quest?
Mm.
Well, guess what? Welcome to Tribe House, baby.
Oh,
it is the same business model as the Vibe House, but guess what? It's all Tribe all the time up in this bitch.
Oh,
so
shit.
We are located conveniently across the street from Vibe House. So when you go there and you realize that shit sucks, you come across the street to Tribe House.
Oh.
Welcome to Tribe House. I am Miles Gray.
Phone's ringing. Oh, my God. Okay, well, that is fantastic. Man.
That's like my favorite line ever.
Phone's ringing. Oh, my God.
Anytime anyone says the phone's ringing, I always go,
phone's
oh, my
ringing.
God.
Oh, my
and
God.
If they don't laugh, I'm like, oh, we're not friends anymore.
Oh, you don't fuck with hip hop? Okay.
That's a negative friendship. Ben Bam?
Oh, my God. A negative friendship barn. You don't want that, mate. It's really terrible. You get a negative friendship barn. Totally. Anyway, we're looking forward to... anyway, do we do the thing where we say, welcome to 420 Day Fiance? And then...
It is a podcast
where
we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiance, and its various iterations. But you don't need to worry about any of that because today, it's the original 90 Day Fiance.
Fiance. Yeah, that's what we talk about. The original 90 Day Fiancé. This is season 9, episode 6. You know what that? You know what it's called?
Let me guess. Like, Pad, tie me up.
I think
right?
You did that
like
last time.
Like a food
time.
Pun.
No, you did that already. Honestly, I feel like you did that
it's
last
not
time.
Pad, tie me up.
No, it's not a food pun. It's actually really.
It's not a food
stupid.
Pun?
Stupid. No, it's not a food but food pun.
Is it a drink pun?
It's not a pun at all. It's like a participle.
Okay, I cannot. I don't want to work that What is it called?
Oh my God. It's called Have to Turn This Car Around.
That's bad.
Yeah.
You know they're it's slipping. Bad when like I miss the food puns. When I'm like, no, Pad Thai Me Up is better than that.
This could have been, let's see. Was there any food in here? No. See, I'm trying. Sorry. Oh, no, there was a steak in it. You could have done some kind of steak. Yeah. Like big mistake.
How about the steaks are on the floor?
Wow. Steaks. It's called low stakes. Low stakes. There it is.
High five.
Thank you so much across the internet. Okay. And to you, the customer.
Why do we keep doing the fucking TLC producers' jobs for them? Bitch, hire us.
Because we're high geniuses. That's why.
We're out here. High are us.
Yeah. All right. I guess we just have to get into it. Bilal and Shida are our first couple. Let's just get this out the way.
God, what a piece of shit this dude is, huh?
It's latte time. Like, I get you a latte, okay? Get your latte for you. And yeah, you can... And you're free to enjoy it here on the couch with the other adults if you are so inclined. She's, I don't know. She's already being like, this dude is so uptight. He's been single too long.
He shames her over, like, panties on the floor or whatever. And then he, like, does her accent.
Yeah.
I would be so fucking mad. Like, each of those is offensive enough on its own, but you're going to do a combo where you're like, you nasty with your panties on the ground. And then you're also going to be like, oh, so you pick up the panties, Sophia? I'd be like, that's it. That's a fucking wrap on this relationship.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, if you want to pick up the panties and pick up the people, then that's on you. But he was just very, then he's like, look, man. We're going to go pray, so, like, don't be all fucking late and shit, because you got to meet, like, my whole fucking community. Don't be late. It's like, okay, I'm not going to be late. They get in the car to go. She's, like, nervous again because
I just love being set up for failure, which is, like, what he's been doing to this woman since she's gotten to the United States.
Right. It's fucking... So, they're going over there. He's like, yeah, just so you know, these, like, the people from this... Masjid are like my whole life. You know, I met everybody I know there, including my ex-wife who will be there. So you are going to meet everyone right now. And so she's just like, man, this is kind of nerve-wracking. On top of having to meet all these people who are like tremendously important to him, she's also like always like, okay, is this another fucking psyop? Is this for real? Are you going to like, are people going to like pretend to call me the wrong name and test me until like see if I'll correct an elder or something? Like, what the fuck is going on? So they get there.
She's like, I bet this isn't even a real mosque.
Right.
She's like touching the walls to see if they like, if they're like sets, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Then during it, she's just sort of like, I just want somebody to, you know, hear me out when I say I'm nervous or this is stressful for me, not lecture me and be like, well, the thing you got to understand is, don't be a fucking caveman. Be a fucking partner. Hear what the person says and go, oh shit, you're stressed out? Don't say, the reason you're stressed out actually is your perspective is completely wrong. If you're able to correct it by these fucking three steps that I got from this video that was suggesting me after a Jordan Peterson montage, you would know how to have a pain-free life.
The guy that just died, Kevin, what's his face?
Oh, yeah. I forget. I know who you're talking about, though. Samuel? But that's like the... Yeah, I think so.
The point is, that sounds like some discipleship right there.
He again, won't hear her when she's just saying, I'm stressed, rather than saying, oh, don't be stressed. Everybody's cool. I get that you're stressed. Don't worry, though. Like, it's going to be all good. Like, I love you, and everybody's going to love you. Like, fucking that. That's all. But he's like, oh, man, what the fuck are you trying to...
She's like, I'm not looking for you to be my dad. Like, you've been lecturing me a lot since I've gotten here. I'm just trying to connect with you.
Right.
And then he's like, you gotta have a booger.
Right.
And she's like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, you got a booger and it's green and black.
It has hairs on it.
Yeah. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then she jokingly, very jokingly, bops him on the head. And then all hell breaks loose because apparently it's okay to say that she has a hairy, weird colored booger in her face, in her nose while she's trying to talk to you about serious shit. It's okay to psyop her where it's not actually the real house that you're at. It's okay to do all this weird, like, Dark Phoenix shit on her. But the second she's playing with you,
I'm now it's a problem.
Pull this car over and you're going to take an Uber home.
What the fuck? What was that fucking, like, angry stepdad routine? Like, trying to go to Disneyland. I don't care. I don't care whose birthday it is. This is over. This is over. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, May. I'm sorry. They're assholes back there. That's what his energy felt like. This angry ass dude's.
And it's confusing because you're the person that's been like, oh, our relationship is based on me pranking you.
Yeah.
And when she, like, is playful with you, you're like, that's it. I'm pulling the car over and calling you an Uber.
Huh. So you're a violent person, huh? That's what you do? That's what you do? You try to be violent with people when they're driving? You want them to have a terrible car wreck so we are rendered completely, who knows, we may lose our lives in a car wreck like that, God forbid, with my kids in the car too. Is that what you want to do? I didn't realize that. Have you always been like this? Now I have to do some thinking. He is not perfect, this guy. And his biggest fear is being seen as less than perfect, which unfortunately, fool, you are in full fucking view, like how not fucking good you are right now. And so he can't just cop to it and relax. He doubles down on the shit and he ends up like looking so bad every fucking time. Like, it's such a bad habit that dudes have, which is doubling down on, like, not being, like, especially if a woman's like, yo, that's fucking stupid. Oh, really? Double down. Rather than just being like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe. Or just maybe hearing anybody say some shit like that. You know what I mean? But he's just very fucking, So
one of the things that I feel like I have been learning from the fucking reading I've been doing, which is that if you approach shit with, like, fear and with the expectation that someone's, like, fooling you or is in it for the wrong reasons, then you're gonna eventually cause that to happen. So he didn't, like, come into this relationship and meet her with an open heart. He just started putting up all of these things, being like, okay, well, she passes these tests, she's in. And it's like, you are undermining her trust and her, like, personhood while you're doing that. So you're just gonna make what you were afraid of happen, because now she actually won't trust you. So it is just a little bit, like, painful to see that she's apologizing. She's being like, okay, I'm gonna try to do this. I'm gonna be like this. And it's like, then they get to the mosque and he just ignores her and doesn't introduce her to fucking anyone.
Yeah.
And she's just hanging out outside on her own. And his whole thing was like, I want to take her here and introduce her to the community. But, you know, I didn't like one thing she said in the car. So now I'm going to make her feel like a piece of shit in a strange place.
So fucking bad. So, so, so fucking bad. I mean, that was just so so the mood is bad the whole time. It's bad with, like, even his kids around, you know what I mean? And, you know, his wife, at least when she was there and they met, she was just like, hey, what's up? And was like trying to, you know, she seemed chill, but everything was so fucked up between her and Bilal that I was like, oh my God, this is such a fucking, like, terrible look for you right now. Y'all do not look happy at all. Your body language is so fucked up. And
the wife dipped as soon as she could.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then they get to, you know, like, walking towards the car, and he's like, you know, we're going to have to have a conversation about your insubordination back there.
Okay. He said, you hit me pretty hard 3 times.
Ooh.
We saw that video. No, she didn't.
I think.
And then also, I'm the biggest joker there is. Okay, so you don't see the irony of saying that and then not seeing that her way of being playful just, like, didn't vibe with you or whatever.
Right. Yeah. They're just so fuck. I mean, I
didn't cancel date night. I just said I didn't feel like going. Okay, dude.
Wow. This is the thing. I mean, well, wait, hold on. I think I'm getting... Who is... Oh,
yeah.
Just sorry.
That's what I thought was happening.
When that whole, like, date night, oh, you thought it was date night. Oh, you thought you could just put on your pleather with denim hybrid coat. And it was just... It was going to be a beautiful evening.
So, fuck you.
I mean, it was fine. Yeah.
Did I Google that jacket? Maybe mm-hmm. I did. Maybe I didn't, Miles.
Right, right, right.
Are you trying to hold me down?
Right. Woo. No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. Look, to each their own. To each
That's
their own.
Thought.
But anyway, when he starts playing that dumb shit, he is really, like, I understand sort of on an objective level if you're saying, yo, like, please don't hit me. Like, I just don't, you know, like, even playfully. Like, I just don't like to do that. That's one thing you can communicate. But when she was also, I think, being, for all the shit that he's been putting her through, and then not being clear on what any boundaries are, it felt like really he was just trying to seize a moment that was able to, he was able to create a framework where she is now having to seek his forgiveness. And she has to show contrition. And she is now, like, lower. By now, like, being like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. Oh, I'm going to hang on to this. And then be like, yeah, actually, what that was completely unacceptable. And you saw her. She had to be like, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. And will not do it again. And he was like, yes, exactly. It's like, that's what he wanted.
It is super fucked up that the only way he can relate to her if he is, like, status-wise above her.
Mm.
And if it's not that, then he doesn't know how to relate to her, and it makes him uncomfortable and makes him feel like, oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? She's an equal? No. I specifically ordered her from another country so she wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, just fuck off. Like, I really wish she talked to her mom more. So that her mom would be like, get out of here. This dude fucking sucks. Because her mom already had a pretty healthy skepticism.
Right. Well.
Anyway.
It is what it is. So.
I hope she gets the fuck out of this because she can do so much better.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This, like, but I think.
Her yoga poses?
What the fuck was that? That was like contortionism.
You're trying to tell me Bilal is the best she can do?
Yo.
She can work at Cirque du Soleil and fucking be a wife and yoga teacher.
Yeah.
The fuck he gonna do other than being secure full time?
Yeah, that's true. With his leased cars. He has so many cars, I think. I think he's upside down on these leases. Some of those poses, I'm not gonna lie, I thought, like, damn, if I could do that, I wonder if I would try to fart on my own head. You know what I mean?
I
thought about that. You could fart on your own head. Like on the back of your head, probably.
Whenever I've done any kind of stuff that's like flexibility stuff, you're real focused on doing the flexibility stuff, so you're not thinking about farting.
Well, I want to be so OG with it.
But maybe it would just happen because you're so relaxed.
Yeah. I think I could. I'm just thinking if I was, like, you know, one of these, like, fucking, you know, black belt contortionists, that way it was like, it's nothing. Like, I'll do whatever like this. So I'd be like, yeah, hold on. Give me this ice cream and these ribs. And then, just like,
oh my god, ice cream and ribs, for sure you're gonna fart a lot on your head.
I'm like, watch
maybe
me blow.
Even a little soft, little tiny turd will slip out.
I'm like, watch this. I can watch how wild it comes out. Put this fedora on my head. Watch, I'll blow this shit off.
I'm more picturing like a soft little turd laying right in the middle of the dip in the fedora, right in the center.
No, I told you I'm an OG with it. Never. Never.
I don't know.
Ugh, disgusting. Anyway, this motherfucker just wants compliance. The end. Run. Also, again, if these isn't clear, Shida, you do not want any of this. Do not listen to.
Get out of here.
I get that he got you a yoga room, and shit looks good, but I'm telling you, it is not.
I'll tell you a secret. Now that people have seen you do yoga on this show, you're going to get your own yoga room outside this motherfucker. So you do not need him.
Right, right, right. Right. Whew. All right, let's move on to Jabri and Miona. Still unhappy, you know. Jabri went out to go do his music thing, so Miona is home alone, doesn't know what the fuck to do, and in comes Mahala. And she's like, oh, wow, you cleaned, kind of, huh? Okay, that's nice. So, what's it like being away from your family for the first time, like, ever? Is that hard, or, And she's like,
anyway, yeah, before you answer, just want to say that your shirts are a little too tight for this neighborhood. And also, they're going to make Brian uncomfortable. So, I hope that you don't miss your family so much that you have to shove your tits in Brian's face. Yeah. But yeah, how do you feel about missing them?
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. So she's really, they're doing laundry and she's like, what is that? A hair wrap or a bandana of some kind? No, it's a top.
No, that's a shirt.
Oh, for your upper body? Yeah. What the fuck you want? So here we go. Mahala starts going down this thing of like, oh, wow, you know, that's just, you know, people don't like that shit at all. She's like, that's why I don't want to be here.
I know. Actually. She was like, yeah, that's why I want to move.
So
are you trying to make me feel weird about being here? Because I already double do, up on and that. I do not want to be here. Is that not clear?
She's like, oh, well, you know, I'm just saying, that maybe people, you know, maybe you just people are gonna. She's like, what? I don't think my clothes dictate who I am. So, and I don't think people still think like that, do they? In the 21st century,
she's so fucking eloquent. She's like, clothes don't say anything about me. It's the 21st century. What gives me confidence is owning my body. And then the mom says, why do her needs trump our needs? It is her body, you fucking freak. What are you talking about? You don't own her just because she lives in your house? You weirdo.
Oh, my God.
Brian is going to want to fuck her because of her tiny shirt. That's on Brian. It has nothing to do with her.
So do you think now that Brian, she's like, I see the way Brian looking at her. And so she's doing this. Or she, nothing's really gone on. And she's just using this to try and reinforce the fact that she just doesn't want her dress like that. I mean, look, I get on some level, like, I don't get that. I don't think it's like, I don't think you have the ability to control somebody. But I think like her, I think in her mind, it's, well, you're in my house with my child and you're one of my children. And this is how you can't dress like that in this house, especially not with Brian, because he's so horny and looking around. Which one? You think Brian was giving her looks?
He was not in any way. Brian had like, but again, I don't have a dad. What do I fucking know? He, to me, had safe uncle energy, but maybe that's the kind of energy that unsafe uncles use to lure people. I really don't know.
Oh my God. So
I don't have uncles. I have aunts. I mean, aunt. But anyway, I just wanted to say that when Jabri sits down with his mom and they talk about like,
hold on, we'll get to that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to continue like what this sort of how this back and forth kept going, because then Mahala starts us down this concern trolling route. Well, she's like, well, you know, you are smart, and like you don't want anyone to think or have your clothes distract from the fact that you are smart in your brain. And like tries all these different, first it was this modesty thing. You're not going to fit in. Brian's too horny. You're smart. You're smart, right? Now it's like this other thing. It's like, you're smart. I'll establish that.
Comma, but you also have tits? Question mark.
And then, you know,
how
your
do you
breasts,
square those two together?
Actually, I'm here to intervene. I'm sorry. This is actually unacceptable. I am Titty Bot.
breasts are pretty chill, and most people that have them are also pretty smart, so fuck out of here. Thank you. Goodbye.
Tittybot is not expressing these opinions just because he loves titties.
Also, please shop at Tittybot's bra store. Please do not read the negative Yelp reviews. I was basically held for ransom on my Instagram account by crypto hackers, and then they flooded it with generically bad comments. Thank you.
Please do not pay attention to what might have appeared to be a real video. It was a deep fake.
Oh my god. So then, like, Mahala is sort of saying, like, you know, this is a larger issue, like, if she can't comply. And then, oh, you know, she's like, I don't want to judge, you know, I just don't want to judge, I just don't want to judge, that's not what I'm trying to do. But Brian is horny, and I was just like, I can't believe I'm siding with Miona on this. And I was like, Mahala.
Especially since they showed new photos of her in this episode where the blackfishing was fully another
absurd.
Like five notches above what we, like, had previously seen.
Mahala, you need to fucking, if you want to deal with her, come for her neck about her blackfishing. You have every right to fucking dress her down to the fucking earth over there. Just fucking be like, yo, let me actually put you on to something. Because if you are with my son, you will be raising a black child in this country.
Yeah.
I want you to know that.
Can you not cosplay as Brandy? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Let me put you on to that shit. That's the fucking if you want the potency, come for that shit. Not the fucking, the wish.
There were like three
fast
fashion photos in a row where I was like, holy fuck, they're somehow even worse than the ones we've already seen. How is this possible?
Yeah. Unreal.
Damn, dude.
Unreal. I'm like, Mahala, that's your chance right there.
Why would you not have started with that?
If you want to swish, that's that. Not concern troll over Mott. Like, ugh. But again, I don't know. Maybe she hasn't seen it. I don't know. Whatever.
You could have had a splasher and you had a brick.
Oh my god.
Oh, was that? Am I all mad boosties? That's an in the paint bone. Ah.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Yo, this is so funny. Somebody in the chat said, what if her and Mahala started singing the boys' minds? Oh my god! Squares versus drapes. Hey, hello, hi. Do I know you?
Oh my god. Can someone make this video? Because you can
where
you put their faces on that video. Can you do that?
Oh
Brian.
My god.
Brian, you know about technology.
Oh my god. We need that. Just, ooh. Excuse me. Can I please talk to you for a minute? And what's happening is they're doing the laundry right there. She's like, sure. You know, you look kind of familiar. Yeah, you do too.
I'm trying to like be like, hey, where's the setting for the temperature? Actually, it's just cold, cold, warm, and hot.
You need to give it up. I had about enough. It's not hard to see you're blackfishing. I'm sorry that you seem to be confused. You are not black, so knock
you
that shit off.
Man.
I think that it's time we got this straight. You got that black on your face.
Beyonce bone bone for you, Miles. That's 1 million.
I'm sorry. Why did you call me Beyonce though? That's Brandy and Monica.
Miss Flawless. because I thought that song was by Beyonce.
Oh my God, help my body. Guys, this is what I do. Patreon.com/420Fiance. Please keep the lights on. That's what I'm giving y'all. I'm gonna smoke these joints. Oh my God.
That video no is way you could fucking mistake. Iconic. Okay, who did you identify with?
You see, I know that you may be.
Were you identifying with Monica or Brandy? Please tell me.
Oh my God, I don't know.
You have to choose one.
In the track?
Yeah. Everyone's like Monica or Brandy.
Oh, I liked Monica.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Monica for me. Brandy has hits too, but I just kind of I liked Monica. I like her like Georgia vibe. You know what I mean?
I also liked her because she had this like low key, like, I'm like nice, but like I'm probably a freak vibe. At least mm-hmm. that was what I was feeling. Whereas with Brandy Monica? Was like too sugary up top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
She was wholesome.
Like a different.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Monica. Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, we see it. We have the eye. We have the eye of Sauron. So, yes. All that to say, she should have came for that. She should have used that as a moment to be an elder, not this fucking Brian is horny and looks at porno. So stay away from him.
You know what kind of energy it had? It had the energy of the mom that's like mad at her daughter
mm-hmm.
because her like boyfriend's hitting on the daughter.
Mm.
And it's like, maybe don't date men that hit on your daughter. Like,
okay.
That's the vibe that I was getting. I'm like, maybe Brian doesn't need to be like guarded with like fences around his sexuality, and maybe you just treat him like a grown ass man that just isn't gonna fuck your son's girlfriend.
Huh. Okay. That's one way to look at it. Oh shit. So Jabri now is pissed because of all this other shit. Because of this conversation that went down. So Mahala comes back from walking the dogs and he's waiting for her. Now, what were you going to say? I said that this is where you wanted to take off. Wait, what is this? Water? Oh.
Every time you drink from there, you say that. Hmm? It's like the compilation of of David Letterman after people do musical numbers on a show going, wow, those are some drums. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's him over and over being like, wow, cool drums.
Those are some drums.
No matter who's playing, it's the best running joke ever. I'll send it to you.
Shit. Oh, Brian said he's a drummer. Interesting.
It doesn't matter. It's just iconic.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, when you see it over and over and over again. Yeah, all right.
It's like, well, they're probably cool drums.
Okay. So anyway, what were you saying about Jabri?
What I was going to say is that you can't trust Mahala because she went Dark Phoenix to the next level, which is Dark Phoenix as a therapist called Dark Phoenix. Dark Phoenix goes like this. You sit across from your son
mm-hmm.
as a mother,
mm-hmm.
but secretly you switch to your alternate identity. And what you say is stuff like, wow, you're saying you're pissed at me, but it really sounds like you're upset about you and Miona.
Well, no, I am pissed at you. Mom, I am, but I guess I'm also pissed at Miona, but like, yeah, because, you know, sometimes we get along. Wait,
so
get out.
Always put that kind of pressure on
you? No, yes, she always puts me under pressure and it's turning into me. Get out of my mind. Mom
is evil.
Come on, stop with the Jedi mind. Okay, just let your son be your son, and that's
tricks
what he wants.
For kids, Mahala.
Exactly, not fucking unethical therapist moms. And she's like, I care, you know, I just care. That's the thing.
She takes out a fucking teacup and just starts moving a little spoon around. We're he's your son.
Sorry. She thinks everyone's just going to do all the work for her because she's pretty or shows her boobies. Okay.
God, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Why are you policing anyone's tits?
No one likes police.
If and when I have a child, here's a promise I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
I will never fucking police their tits or the tits of anyone they're with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people don't know. ACAB includes tit police, obviously.
100%. Any people don't know police.
That. Yeah. But just in case, people are like, well, maybe it's whimsical titty police. No.
Fuck no.
No.
It's nipples out if you want them.
Fuera.
Tits out. I don't give a fuck. Be a fucking alive human being on Earth.
Exactly. Anyway.
Also, like, it's so hard to have tits in the first place. You're always like, are they, oh, they got noticed when I'm 13 and I was not prepared and these people are adults. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, oh, everyone's expecting me to get them. And it's like, I don't have them. And it's like, can we just live a life where no one's fucking paying attention to our tits to the detriment of the rest of us? That'd be really fucking great. And Mahala, you are one of us. Please do not. Do not tit shame.
No, nobody wants that. All right.
All right. Bring your tits over to my house. They will feel safe here.
Bring your tits. Yes. It's a safe harbor for tits. All right.
You know, Daft Punk is playing at my house.
Yeah.
But the version of that where tits are safe at my house. At my house.
Your tits are safe at my house. My house. Okay. But you gotta take that black face off. Woo! Take that black face off.
Take your black face off.
Wait, hold on. What is this? Smirnoff Ice? All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. 420 Day Fiance.
America's so fucking tight. America.
Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to the head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to the head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Come for the streams. They're pretty cool. I did a cool bit with Smirnoff Ice.
Was the bit I almost drank the whole thing. Drinking it?
Yeah. It's so funny. Like one of Her Majesty's friends brought over like a six pack because her and her college friends got together like for a reunion thing and they were icing each other, but like they pulled one out and they were all like, this is so dumb. We're not doing this. So they left five fucking Smirnoff Ices in my refrigerator. So I was like, oh shit.
Rookie mistake. Like,
before dinner the other night, I was like, oh shit, I got iced. And I just pulled one out and took a knee and downed it. And she was like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, this is so stupid, man. Remember this? He's like, well, why would you do that? I'm like, I don't know. And then I was like, oh shit, another one. And then she was like, you're disgusting. So anyway, that's what it's like to be with me. Smirnoff Ices at any time. Okay, so let's get into our next couple.
And iced, so you're doing something.
Thank
right.
you. I got wifes and sifes. Ari and Baby are our next couple. You know, not much happened, but so, I mean, I don't know. Look, she gets like, here's her morning coffee, you know, and my fucking what gigantic Keurig machine she had. What the fuck was that?
There's literally nothing to say about the storyline. They drive through a rich area. And she's like, rich people live here, babe.
Okay. And then I want to say
like,
this.
We can't afford to live here. Then why did we come here? And then he likes New York. The end.
This is what I wanted to say. The coffee thing. Just because Ethiopia is like the coffee, there's fucking like coffee capitals. You know what I mean? And she comes through with the weak ass K-cup. That is, there was no way when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is flagrant. Like, you cannot offer that to somebody. I don't know what, I mean, it's like gas station, if I had to eat gas station sushi or some shit. It's like, what the fuck is this?
I have to say, since I don't drink coffee, I'm like the worst fucking person. If you wake up at my house and you want coffee, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Go to Starbucks. It's a block away.
What? Are you serious? Oh, fuck.
I don't have a coffee maker. I don't know what to do with it if I had one. Mm-hmm. One time I tried and I don't think I put the water in the right spot.
I like how he called it brown. He's just like, oh, this is, I like hot water. This is just hot water. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, good. I like that. I like a coffee shade bonus. But yeah, he has dreams of being an MMA fighter. And she's like, I Googled it and they don't make money. So what are we going to do? My parents, like, my mom's a fucking, she's so fucking dumb. She fucking got us this a beautiful apartment. A fucking asshole. And then we got to pay the bills eventually. Baby, Miniam, what do I do?
But I love how you was like, well, she's going to help us, right? Your parents are going to help us financially. I'm like, well, this is what you get for setting it up as like, I'm a little rich girl.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's just so funny that she's just like freaking out. And he's like, well, that's good that you have a family. You know, like my parents died. You know, what? You've never lived in the U.S. in your adult life. You've just been like, you know, traveling around the world. You know, I've been in survival mode since birth. So like, yeah, having to figure it out when like your parents can get you this. I'm pretty certain we could figure it out. Is like basically where he's operating from. She's like, I've never had to fucking work. I've never had to fucking do anything.
Man.
It's fucking wild.
It is wild when you realize like you could have gone through so much shit in your life and be talking to somebody that has not. And you realize that you're like planets away.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of like, it being something that you're like, you know what? I could deal with this. Normally what mm-hmm. it makes you feel like, is this too much work? I don't got time for that. And then you're like, well, fade away forever. So to me, it's kind of amazing that Binny's like, yeah, let's get married.
Well, at least he likes New York.
It's for the kid. You know? If it wasn't for the kid, you know, they would not be together. But yeah.
No.
He does love New York, and he's so fucking ready to move there.
Yeah. He's really loving. I love the way how wide-eyed he was in New York. It really felt like those scenes in films from, like, the 70s and 80s where someone got to New York, and they're like, wow, I'm in the city. Like, it was perfect.
I felt the same way, though, the first time I went to New York. I was like, holy fuck, this is, like,
yeah.
The energy is just so.
I remember because my only idea of New York was from Home Alone 2.
Yes. So that was my first idea of New York.
And the first time I ever went to New York, it was like the winter.
And did you try to go to FAO Schwartz?
A teenager. Oh, of course. Of course. Because also the movie Big. Which has the iconic F.A.O. Schwartz scene in it.
With the giant fucking keyboard.
Yes, exactly. So I was always like, oh shit, like there. So anyway, yes, you're right. I think everyone does feel like that if they're not from New York.
New York is just kind of like epic.
Yeah. Because like L.A. is overwhelming.
L.A. doesn't overwhelm you in that kind of way. It's more of like a slow growing on you as you go to different parts of it and you're like, oh, this is here mm-hmm. and this is here. But when New York, you get right. there and like the bridges, the buildings, all the people, immediately you're like, holy shit, this is a vibe, you know?
Right. Oh, anyway, shout out to the Big Apple.
I love New York.
He's like, okay, I'm gonna do a little show on the subway. They should have hopped the fucking stall. The turnstile at the fucking metro, just to be real New Yorkers and just have that little thrill of fare dodging. And then they drink from a fountain, grab a beer, and then she starts again. She's like, I don't know, oh, Benny, what are we going to do?
I want to say something about the water fountain thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Americans are so used to the fact that you can just drink
free water from the park.
Free water anywhere that's a public place, essentially, like museums and that's really crazy. Like, I had never seen a water fountain until I moved here from Ukraine either, because we didn't have them. It would just be like wild if the government cared enough to like give you nice free water.
Yeah, remnants from our from a former time.
Yeah,
maybe you'll see some
water
like
fountains
that.
I think are miraculous when you consider how much people in other countries have to do to even get clean water. And then you're just coming here and you're like, I push a button and I can have as much as I want. And so can anyone else here. That is so crazy to think about. Anyway, I did trip out over the water fountain thing. Clearly.
So, yeah, well, again, she basically keeps, you can tell she's just so panicked. Like she said, she spent most of her adult life fucking just gallivanting around abroad and not doing it. She's really like, I don't know how to fucking pay rent or like a bill. Like, I would cry to my dad and say that like somehow the credit card stopped working and I can't pull out an ATM thing. And I had to like sell like my bracelet I got from my bat mitzvah. And now I need more money. And what am I supposed to do, dad? And if mom's, she also, I had to sell grandma's, you know, her sacred shawl, you know, like she doesn't seem like someone with real life skills, essentially, is what it boiled down to.
Yeah, not a surprise. So,
yeah.
That's that. moving on.
Yeah. It's just, I think she's like, I don't know what to do except, you know, collecting passport stamps and brown bodies. That's just all I know to do. But how do I?
Hold on a second. Is there a passport I can get for that? No.
Oh, shit.
Where do I go?
No. Fuck. All right.
Is there like a hot meat department that I could access somehow?
Did you say a hot meat department?
I'm sorry. I mean, men. Hot men.
Okay.
Did I say
sure.
men or meat? I meant meat. Men. Meat.
Meant.
What did I say?
Meant.
Meat. Meat. M-E-T. Meat.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I like that in my impression, she also doesn't know how to spell.
Meat. It's okay. So, speaking of meat, Patrick and Thais, she is totally blown away. They're pulling up to his crib. She's like, oh my God, look at this. You got 9 roads in this development. This is great. She looks at the dusty little puppy that they got. He's kind of still worried about her transitioning from living in Brazil to now Texas. And, you know, John's like, whoa, hey, Thais. All right, cool. What are you guys doing? All right, cool. All right, good to see you. What are you doing? Oh, we're going to take a shower, man. She's going to take a shower, man. Why don't you turn the TV low, huh? What? We're going to go in the shower, man. You should turn the TV volume up loud. Why don't I turn the TV volume up? Because we're going to the shower. Oh, okay. All right. I'll turn it up.
Don't worry. I'm about to have breakfast. Just pouring the Sam Adams over these Fruit Loops. That's what I call my balls. All right. Have a nice shower. John out.
All right. A.K.A. Joan. All right. I know how they do it in Brazil, yo. You know what I mean? I'm a little Brasileiro, you know? All right. You guys have a good night. All right. I'll be out here playing PlayStation 5 all night. All right. Having to get up on my nightmares from childhood. All right.
Look, I don't know if we ever spoke about this, but your girlfriend's brown. All right. I said it.
All right.
It only took me 8 beers at 10 in the morning to do it. Makes me feel weird. Can I say she's exotic? Is that not okay? Can I ask her about barbecue? Brazilian barbecue, is that not okay?
All right, let me put the thing on the red side or the green side. I'm going to put red.
Okay, what about waxes? Can I ask about that? Brazilian waxes? Is that on the table?
You want one?
No? Okay. All right, John out.
You want one? All right, John. They have mind-blowing sex in the shower.
He's like, I don't know how they have had sex like this. And he's like, do you want breakfast now? Please, can I make you? She's like, sure.
This seems suspicious to me. She should be making you breakfast. Know what I'm saying? On the account of her being a woman.
Yeah, wait, hold on, John. What are you doing, Joan? You drinking a beer right now?
Yeah, you bet your ass I am. It's my day off.
In the morning? Morning
beer?
Yeah,
that's when my day off starts, is in the morning.
Oh, wow. That's what you do? The morning starts at fucking 8:20 a.m.? That's the afternoon?
Okay.
No bueno.
No bueno.
That's Spanish. I speak Portuguese. I'm from Brazil.
I said no bueno because guess what? I'm part of the family. I live here too. Guess what? I'm sleeping here.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm sleeping here.
Oh, a new tactic. Fuck, he's sleeping here. So they're making eggs. He's having it. He's like, you know, Patrick is like, I think he's drinking because he's nervous, but I think the dude clearly just seems to be struggling with his alcohol because the dude is drunk. And he's like, let me make a little steak for you. How about I cook up my little favorite steak for you?
It made me sad.
It was kind of like a Darren Aronofsky scene.
It felt like I shouldn't have been there. It felt like when in the Kanye documentary, he was like, man, cut the tape. It was like, can someone cut the tape for John?
Right.
But like no one's making a documentary about John. They're just exploiting his brother and his brother's girlfriend. So.
God. Because, yeah, that steak cooking scene was like. It felt so real. Like. You know, like somebody fronting like they're not fucked up and you're like. Don't have to like you're fucked up and you should not like I don't even know why you're doing this. And he was like, no, man, I'm a mistake. Fucking the shit's like smoking up. He forgot to turn the fucking hood vent on, so it's all smoky and it's making a sound. And they're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, it's more flavor, okay? Then he's like, I guess eventually hits it. And he's like, here we go, final thing. He tries to flip the steak and it just throws it out of the pan onto the floor. And then he
picks it up and tries to make everyone eat it. It's still good work because it kissed the floor. Since when is a floor kiss bad? I've been kissing the floor since I was a kid. Okay.
Right.
This is fucked up. The second he started drinking in the morning, they should have been like, we should not film this.
Yeah.
It was sad and not okay. And clearly, like, have you considered the reason he's drinking so much is because he's really nervous that this woman is going to push him out of your life and he doesn't really have anything else. And you guys have just been each other's rocks this whole time. Like, but I guess nobody wants to talk about that.
And they kind of do, right? But not in a.
Not to each other.
Real. Well, so they go, not like that. They just, this mini golf scene, right? They go play mini golf, you know, whatever. She's having a good time, but really there's this exchange that they have, right? She goes to, you know, use the bathroom or something. They sit down to talk and he's like, hey man, I really want you both to get along. Like I really do. I don't want to have to pick one of you, like one over the other. Like that's just a bad situation for me. And you can tell Patrick is very, very torn. As he's looking at his brother, because he knows how bad the situation looks and that she's here in this house and looking at John, he's struggling. And he's like, I just want her to see the good person that you are. Because you're you're a great person and not the one who's drinking a six pack in the morning. That's the one I want her to know. I was like, oh my God, this is fucking really painful. Like
it hurts.
It's too real.
It hurt.
And again, it's clear that their upbringing was so difficult, right? They were abandoned. And it's affecting John as an adult and how he relates to others. And like you're saying, like, because they were abandoned, and I believe John was like was one of the eldest siblings, mm-hmm. having to take care of everyone. the bond that he has with his brother is very significant. And like, just this woman being here has completely, he doesn't have the skills to cope with any of it. So now it's probably just being like, okay, I'm just going to fucking drink and I don't know what the fuck to do. Maybe try and chase her away.
I mean, he's reacting, I think, at the age that he like probably stopped emotionally developing, which is like as a kid. And as a kid, that is what you would try to do, is like someone's threatening what you consider to be your home and your family. You're going to try to like do shit to scare them off, even if it doesn't really make sense or isn't like a really clearly thought out plan. You know what I mean? And she is a child. She's a baby. And it's crazy for her to imagine anybody having a life that is full of like the kind of shit that they've gone through already. So of course she doesn't have compassion for that. She just is like, ew, you're an old guy who's like not letting me fuck my boyfriend because you're sad and drunk. And I'm like, yeah. And the reason you haven't developed compassion is because like you are a child that's only ever been like beautiful and whatever. Anyway. Yeah.
What about, I mean, there's really not much else to say aside that, but yeah, he's panicked and this is, I mean, we'll see. I don't know how it plays out, but it's going to be weird. Muhammad and Eve, and it's bidet day at the house.
Bidet day is merch.
Oh, what a bidet day. Shout out bidet day all around the world. Whatever that is.
I can find my bidet.
Oh my God. 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 So yeah, it's bidet day. She's hired a plumber to actually install the equipment properly so he can now, Muhammad can be as clean as possible and be comfortable. And the plumber gets there and she's just been like, yeah, okay, here's the thing. She's like, okay, you got what you need. You know, just chatting to a plumber that's come to your house to install something. And then here comes Mr. Smiley Misogynist.
This is my impression. Hold on.
I know you're about to roll up.
Hello. You did not tell me. Oh, no. Sorry, my desk shit. Just went down because I accidentally pressed the button. I'll start over. Hello. You did not tell me that a man would be here for bidet day. And I did not approve this. I guess you learned one rule for today. The rule is, don't make me mad. Just kidding. The rule is no men, ever.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't go anywhere. I will never go anywhere. I'm watching you.
Oh no. What are you doing? Why is this man here? What's going on here? Oh, you know, I just got this bidet. Why are you this?
Please say again about the bidet.
Okay. You know, because I will make you disappear in the desert.
I hope you enjoy your last day on Earth.
Good night, my love.
Oh, it is time for prayer.
He just turns into a fucking ghost. Oh my God. It's like, fool, are they married?
I don't know.
They're not married, right? Did they get married in Egypt or anything?
It's OG 90 days, so not yet.
Right. Well, no, just because he's just sort of like, when he's saying, like, you're not supposed to be, you know, like, you're not married or like whatever, like, I thought that was taboo. If y'all are not married, y'all can't live together, right?
Okay, if but guess what? I follow whichever rules I like.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Just it's like the any rules religion. That oppress you, okay? No other rules.
It's the best part of religion, when you just pick Whatever you want.
Yes, what I would like is to put it in your hold. But also not take care of you in any way and have you be my mother other than the hold.
Okay. Be my mother, not Theron's anymore. I've already given someone paperwork so they can adopt him. And now you will adopt me. I am your now son and husband number one.
Is the fuck son not what you wanted?
Oh, mi coco. Yum. That's Furby talk.
So yeah, they really, she's really trying to, again, there's a lot happening here, Eve.
Eve, get the fuck out. You're not ready for this. You've been digmatized and you don't.
Digmatized!
You don't, you mm-hmm. can't handle all the misogyny that's going to come with this child.
Oof.
You really need to get out of here. Like,
oof.
Yeah. Because, like, if you just, like, you like that y'all are into each other, just keep these people out of it. Just go, like, do meetup. But this, I guess that's the thing where people have to realize, you're like, oh, right, maybe I'm fucking not supposed to be with this person, or maybe I'm not ready to be married, or maybe there are other things I need other than just such soft-spoken way of talking dirty during sex.
Yes.
I want to suck on your boobies, mom style.
No.
And afterwards, you clean up and make me sandwich.
I love it. Well, good luck to them. Good luck to them. Next. See, not much happening. Car and Guillermo. This got interesting. This got
was for way a short segment out of nowhere that I expected.
Yeah.
I thought like we were already like we knew what this was. Hey, she speaks great Spanish, but is obviously too old for him. The end.
Right.
It turns out.
No.
They were like, oh, one instance of uncomfortable alcohol use in this episode is not enough. We introduce you to some alarming statements made by Kara's boyfriend, such as, every time you drink, I know how it's going to end. You don't know what happened. You never want to go home. You drink too much. Okay. That was a lot of red flags all at once.
Yeah.
I don't have the masts to run up these flags. I only have two masts. I didn't know we were bringing all that.
They're fucked. This one's not gonna end well, I don't think. Or at least maybe they're gonna have to really fucking thug it out. You know? I don't know.
We also find out, as if whatever I've said so far is not alarming enough, we also find out that basically he was texting with a Canadian girl about the moon. I'm so sorry I'm talking about this because it sounds like I'm in sixth grade. But he was texting someone about the moon, and he said the same thing about the moon to this Canadian girl that he said to Kara. And honestly, I'm going to shoot myself because I just said what I said, and I am in my late 30s. I do not need this in my life. It's like my note for this is he sent the moon message to another girl?
Right.
And then it turns out they both regularly check each other's phones. So that's trust.
Trust. It's just a lack of trust. A little thing every time we fuck.
Remember that song? Who did that song?
It's just
I don't know. I all I can think of as like hearing it on the radio.
That song is Jennifer Page. Oh shit. Okay. Look at people hitting in the comments or right on time.
Damn. Okay. I know.
Look at this.
I would have never guessed that in a million years.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us this week on 420 Day Fiance. We'll be back again because the show keeps going and maybe it'll be more garbage than the last time. And it probably will be. but we'll see you soon. Check us out at 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram. Go to twitch.tv/420dayfiance because you got to be part of the live stream. That's where all the fun happens. And patreon.com/420dayfiance. Shout out to everybody who's a supporter on Patreon, the Katreon.
We appreciate
you. Keep
y'all.
The lights on. We all thank you, Brian, Casey, Sophia, and Miles, all together with one voice. Thank you. Please consider supporting the show. And also 420dayfiance.com where you can get some merch. Until next time, I've been Sophia Alexander. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Sophia SOFIYA. Like I said, also my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown with Courtney Gosack, and my album Father's Day. All other information links in bio, link in bedroom.
And I want to say, since Father's Day is coming up, if you want
some
Father's Day shit. You can definitely head to my website and you can purchase some Father's Day cards that are very funny and that I wrote and my friend Nick illustrated. And you can also purchase some hoop earrings. And one earring says daddy and the other earring says issues. So if you're into that, they come in two different sizes. Big bitch, which is my personal pref. Or little bitch, if that is your prep. Because I am sensitive to the spectrum of bitch. So anyway, get to it if that is what you're interested in. Okay. Boom. Now, what you really need to know about me, Miles Gray, is that you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And of course, you can listen to me on two of my dope podcasts. One of them is every day. It's called The Daily Zeitgeist with Jack O'Brien and other dope guests. And the other one is Mad Boosties.
Oh, shit.
So if you're at all into the NBA or if you're just really into Miles, then I think this is the one for you.
Come on by.
So get all to right. it.
Take care of yourselves. We'll see you soon.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Meow, meow.
20-day fiance.
If you're listening to us right now, we are trying to make money off of this. Warning, this is our intent for this broadcast. Maximum profit to extract all the money from Jennifer Page illegally. Here we go. Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.